Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
You can save $500 on the exciting Hustler Raptor flip-up mower with the quick flip technology. Push a button and the deck raises for cleaning, blade changing, and it stores in less space. Hustler with the industry's unmatched warranties. You'll be proud to say, I own a Hustler, and you can save $500 on your new Raptor flip-up. Find your Hustler servicing dealer at HustlerTurf.com and save $500 on your new Hustler Raptor flip-up mower. Hustler, they're fun to run.
The cattle futures market was weaker today, 220 to 260 lower on the feeder cattle, with August being the weakest month, and it was the front month, settled at 151.55, down $2.62. If you look at the last couple of weeks, we're really about the same price we've been at. The lows over the last month or so have been about 145, with the high being 160. We're about right in the middle of that at 151. Also still above the moving average and have been since March. So still, some may still consider this still an uptrend, even though the market's been down. Live cattle are anywhere from 160 to 290 lower, led lower by the June, which is about 2.5 weeks away from expiration. Current cash trade, or the end of last week, the cash trade was 137 to 138, so still a pretty good premium to where the June live cattle are at 128.35. Also at midday, box beef was higher. Box beef was about a dollar 36 higher on choice at 252.57. And then the select was 221.28, up 99 cents. So those continue to be strong and is kind of indicative that maybe the cash will be steady again this week. Of course, with the Packers making good money, there's ideas that there is some more room to pay up for cash.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market were lower today, giving back some of the gains that we gained last week. Corn down 10 to 10.5 cents, with December at 395.5, down 10.5. Beans were down about 8 to 10 cents as well. And then the wheats, Kansas City down 7.5 to 8.5. Chicago down 9.5 to 10. There was a USDA announcement here of 130,000 metric tons of beans sold to an unknown destination. Ideas that would help were short-lived here as the market sold off. It seems like the bear camp's winning the day because rainfall forecast for the next week. This morning's, or I guess last Thursday's drought monitor I looked at this morning, showed there was some drought area in the Dakotas, but if the rain does materialize in 1 to 2 inches across most of the Midwest this week, there shouldn't be any real concern there. Now, there's some talk that this afternoon the USDA will drop the good to excellent category for corn anywhere between 3 and 5%. It's already below 70, so if it drops, that could be one of the reasons why the market has been rallying. Hedge funds, as of the end of today, have sold about 10,000 contracts of soybeans, 20,000 or so contracts of corn, which is a pretty big number for one day, and about 10,000 contracts of wheat. And then tomorrow morning, Informa will give us their latest estimates of the 2017 planted acres. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.